All right. A top five for this week, because we're watching Kindergarten Cop. We've got two.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some miscommunications.
I only have one.
But you had top four.
No, I have a top five.
I have a top five of both categories.
Okay.
We have discussed best movie teachers.
Mm.
And we have discussed best cop comedies.
Yeah.
Which one do you have a better top five for?
The cop comedies.
Okay.
Because I don't remember the teachers' names. I've just said movies of what they're from.
All right. Sure. So, my number five
of cop comedies. Okay.
Is.
Yeah.
The Naked Gun.
Ooh, okay. See, I haven't seen it.
I've seen it only a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I know from TikTok that Leslie Nielsen is hilarious. And I want to watch it again. So that's why it's in my number five spot.
Okay.
The puns that...
Oh, Leslie Nielsen puns are next level.
Leslie Nielsen's movies are just incredible. So I'm going to watch The Naked Gun again.
Okay, I might watch... Another Leslie Nielsen. Was he Mr. Magoo?
Quite possibly. He's also in Airplane.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
My number five is Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not my number five or four.
Or three or two or one?
We'll come to three and two and one. Okay. My number four is The Pink Panther.
Okay.
It is very rewatchable. Just ignore the fact that Kato's in it at all.
Yep.
And obviously, I mean the Peter Sellers, not the Kevin Kline version of the Pink Panther.
Not the one with Beyonce.
No. I mean the original, Inspector Clouseau. Just ignore the fact that it's an Englishman doing a French accent and ignore the fact that Kato's in it. It's a very funny movie.
It's like if you take Mickey Rooney out of Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's actually aged quite well. My number four is Police Academy.
It's an honourable mention for me.
Okay.
I don't have a desire to go back and rewatch it.
Okay.
But it's the only cop comedy franchise that exists, other than probably the Pink Panther.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So there's three Peter Sellers Pink Panthers, a TV cartoon show, and Kevin Kline's remake.
So I guess then one of my honorable mentions you don't class as a cop comedy, but we'll get to that.
My number three is a movie that we have watched that surprised me.
Oh, I believe that might be my number two.
The Heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Surprised me. I did admit when we watched the movie that I forget how funny Sandra Bullock can be.
Yeah.
And so Miss Congeniality is also in my honourable mentions.
She's in mine as well.
Because she is technically a cop.
Yeah, she's undercover cop.
A federal level. She's FBI, not local cop level.
Yeah.
What's your number three?
My number three is Pink Panther.
Okay, good.
And then my number two is The Heat.
Yes. My number two is Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's very funny. I laughed out loud.
Nostalgia?
I laughed out loud.
Okay.
I can't remember at what, but I did.
I laughed at, if I'm summarizing the episode, the little girl with an overall, I'm assuming everything she did, you laughed out loud at.
Yep. She was my favorite.
I wasn't there, but I assume at one point you laughed out loud at her.
I did.
Considering you quoted her 15 times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 15 in other languages.
Yeah. I'm not a policeman, I'm a princess.
I might assume that we have the same number one if my t-shirt is a hint.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz is super rewatchable. I've watched it more than any of the other movies on my list.
It's so good.
It is.
Because it's great comedy. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's actual very good action and, like, crime suspense.
I am 100% on the record, and if you've listened to more than three episodes of this podcast, you will know that for me, a comedy, a satire that does the genre it's satiring well is the best kind of satire. And Hot Fuzz is that. It's a great cop movie.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So clearly Hot Fuzz number one. If you've been watching this episode on the YouTube, Brett might have given it away by choosing that t-shirt to wear.
It was an Easter egg, which I've eaten way too many of. And also Easter eggs, off topic. I went to Woolworths today.
Yeah.
There is a shitload of Easter eggs left over.
Ooh, I'll go and get some tomorrow. Honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions, Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality. Yes, Police Academy, I've already said.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep, I can get behind that.
And I
see,
said...
with Danny DeVito or Bill Murray, Kindergarten Cop leans a bit more towards Beverly Hills Cop for me.
Yeah.
Or Rush Hour, which I'm not giving an honourable mention to.
Oh, okay. No, neither am I. Mine is Lethal Weapon.
I had...
But it's more action than comedy.
I think Lethal Weapon is a buddy cop action that is funny.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to a action comedy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have two other honourable mentions.
Oh, okay, wow. Police Academy 7.
21 Jump Street.
The old one? Oh, no, that was a TV show.
No, Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. We mentioned it earlier. 21 and 22 Jump Street. The title of 22 Jump Street is funny because they didn't do 21 Jump Street 2.
Yeah.
They did 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Which I think is just funny. And Super Troopers.
Oh, Super Troopers.
Yeah. It's funny. It's very much of its time. If you told me it was directed by the Farrelly brothers, I'd 100% believe you straight away.
Yep.
It's not the kind of movie that I would watch now, but I remember we did watch it when we were younger.
Yeah,
and particularly it was hilarious. The as yet unnamed middle brother.
Yes.
Loves it. Loved it at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. There's drugs and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a mustache.
And he orders a liter of cola.
Yep.
And there's that scene where he has to say meow.
Yes.
When he's talking to the person in the car. Anyway, if you're on TikTok, you probably will have seen all those clips.
Meow.
That's the top five cop comedies. The other one we were going to do is top five teachers in movies. But we are going to save that for another time.
Yeah, now we just have to do a movie with a teacher in it.
It'll come up. There's plenty on the list.
I can't wait to do Mr. Holland's Opus.
If you have... Oh, I can't stand Richard Dreyfuss.
That's just an aside.
If you want, nominate a movie that has an iconic teacher in it. We'll add it to the randomizer and see if it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can do that by joining the Facebook group.
Speaking of randomizer,
but you can also join the Facebook group to tell us what you think your top cop comedy was for our top five cop comedies from our review of Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, it's your turn.